Mesechtas Erevin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah brings another Machlekes regarding Rosh Hashanah and the fact that the 2 days, it's uncertain which one is really the first of the month and which one is the last day of the previous month, the month of Elul. Reb Deisa ben Horkanah Seimer, Reb Deisa ben Horkanah says, Ha'ever Lefnei Ateva, the one who goes in front of the Teva, the Amud, the one who's leading the davening, the Chazan, B'yamtiv shel Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah Yamtiv, Aymer, he should say, in the Shemona Esrei, Achli Tzeinu Hashem Elokeinu, strengthen us, Hashem, Es Yoyim Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, Im Hayoyim Im L'machar, on this day of Rosh Chodesh, whether it is today or tomorrow. So on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, he davens that Hashem should give strength for the Rosh Chodesh, if today's the Rosh Chodesh or if tomorrow's the Rosh Chodesh. Ulamachar, and on the next day, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he would say, give us strength on Rosh Chodesh, im hayayim, if it's today, im emesh, or if it was yesterday. So he stipulates in his tefillah that whichever day was Rosh Chodesh, give us the strength and bless us on that Rosh Chodesh day. Chachamim did not agree to this. They gave the entire Rosh Hashanah as one status of Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, and the lashon of the tefillah, the wording of the Shemona Esrei, only mentions Machlitzenu B'yom HaZikaron, on the day of remembrance, and it stays that way. They don't differentiate between the two different days, and they don't directly reference Rosh Chodesh. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph discusses someone who left the Tzchum. When Shabbos comes, Bein HaShemashas, Friday afternoon, he's set in his dwelling place. He has 2,000 amos around his area, or if he's in a city, around the city. And if he leaves it, he only has 4 amos around him that he's allowed to move around in. Mi shehaytzi'uhu evdei chachamim, someone who non-Jews came and took him out of the Tzchum. So he did not willingly leave the Tzchum. They picked him up and they took him out. A ruach ra, or an evil spirit took over him. He temporarily lost his senses and went out of the Tzchum. Ein le el arba amos, he only has 4 amos around him. Hechziru, if they brought him back in, the non-Jews or this spirit took over him again and he was brought back into the Tzchum, then ki'ilu la yatsa, it's as if he never left, and he can again walk the entire span of his dwelling area throughout the whole 2,000 amos. The Rav points out this is only if this was done against his will. But if he willingly transgressed and left the Tzchum, or he willingly went beyond his 4 amos outside the Tzchum and came back in, then he's going to be penalized, a knas, that even when he gets back into the Tzchum, he's going to be restricted to 4 amos space and no more. Halichu l'ir acheres, if the avdei kechavim or the ruach ra, they took him into another city, nisanu badir, or they put him in a corral that has fences around it, a besahar, this is a corral for animals inside the city. If they put him in, they moved him from one place to another place, but he was put into a mechitzed area. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Imrim, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they say mahalach haskula. Here he's not restricted to only 4 amos, even though he left his tchum. He can go into the entire enclosed area, the entire pen corral that he's in, because we look at the enclosed area as a 4 amos, as one makam, one space. And so he can go in the whole area, and not only 4 amos. Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva are more stringent. They say, Ein le'el arba amos, even in this gated-in area that's outside his tchum, he is limited to only going in 4 amos. The Rav gives 2 reasons, either because the mechitzas don't help him in any which way if he wasn't present there before Shabbos, or they agree essentially to the opinion, the first opinion, but it's a gzera that they were concerned that if he's lenient in this fashion, he may come to also be lenient in a case where he's relocated to a place that he does not have mechitzas around him. So whatever the reason was, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva were more stringent, and they only gave him 4 hamas, even in this gated-in area. Maisa, one time happened, Shabo, that these 4 people, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva, they came on a boat, Mi Parandisim. They came from a place called Parandisim, and they traveled by ship, and they arrived right before Shabbos, And that's where their dwelling place, before they got to disembark from the ship, Shabbos came, and that was their dwelling place in the beginning of Shabbos. V'fligas minasam b'yam, and then their ship was driven out to sea, and it went further, and so they left their tchum area. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah helchu eskula. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who held up the first opinion that you can go in the entire area of a gated-in space, even when it's outside your tchum, they walked along the entire ship. However, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva leizazim erba amos. Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva, they did not leave the four amos. They followed their opinion. They did not leave the four amos that they were in, because they were now located outside their tchum, even though they were in a walled-in area. Sheratzu lahachmaris alatzman, because they wanted to be strict with themselves. The Mishnah says in this case, this was considered a stringency, even on the standards of a chumra, even on the standards of Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva, and that's because on the boat, the Rav explains on the boat, there's another reason to be lenient. Because when the boat's in motion, so then every few moments the boat moves, they are now relocating again and relocating again. And as long as the boat is in motion, every few moments they've relocated to a new spot and they get another new Dalet Amos that they can travel. So if they would walk along the boat, every few moments they would be acquiring a new Dalet Amos because of the fact that the boat is now in a new location. And that would enable them to continue to walk along the boat because they always are getting a refresh on their Dalet Amos area that they can walk. However, they were stringent on themselves to stay within Dalet Amos out of concern that maybe the boat would stop and they would only have Dalet Amos in their immediate vicinity that they were in. And therefore, they stayed within Dalet Amos on this boat. And it was considered a stringency even on their standards.